Chapter 7, Where Germans Settled in America. Many immigrants came with a destination in mind and had friends, former neighbors, or family already established in the new country to help them transition to the new environment. Some immigrants came with no plans, and if they had little in the way of money, they often settled in or near where they arrived. Note the map's German triangle. It roughly bounds St. Paul, Minnesota, St. Louis, Missouri, and Cincinnati, Ohio. Cities within this triangle often had substantial German populations. Like other ethnic groups, Germans frequently chose to settle with others like themselves who held the same traditions and spoke the same language. To your left is a large flat screen, and on the floor before it are footprints. To activate one of the 9 videos based on the true story of a German immigrant's journey to the Quad Cities region, step on one of the footprints. Please pause the audio tour for now and step on all the prints. Each print contains 3 different stories. You may want to try them all. Which immigrant story was the most memorable for you and why? On the other side of this area is a wall with a trunk and hanging clothes. There is one set each of adult clothing and several sizes for boys and girls. Stop for a moment and please try them on. If you choose not to try on the clothes, please examine them. What differences do you see between German and American clothing? In the middle of this area is a tilt-top fixture. On the ends are pictures of the prairie and a covered wagon bonnet. Displayed on top is a panel describing the city of Davenport in the 1800s. The tilt-top features information on how immigrants traveled across the country from the coastal ports. In the 1800s, how many different forms of transportation were available for an immigrant to choose from to travel inland to Iowa and Illinois? The steamboat. The primary means of transportation to the west was by steamboat, via canals, the Great Lakes, or rivers, and to the north from New Orleans up the Mississippi or Missouri rivers. The railroad. Railroads quickly overcame the steamboat as the preferred means of travel. They were faster and could travel year-round. The first railroad built in America was in Maryland in 1831. Within 20 years, the railroad reigned supreme throughout the United States. Covered wagon. Covered wagons were built for utility, not comfort, and were pulled by teams of oxen or mules. They were designed to carry enough supplies to provide the occupants 6 months of rations. Stagecoach. As early as 1838, Iowa had stagecoach service. They carried the mail in addition to travelers and encountered many of the same challenges as covered wagons. You will see an arched doorway leading to a wood floor hallway. Now, step back in time to when the building you are now in was a hotel and a temporary home for travelers and immigrants.